My name is László Német. I'm a member of the Hungarian Native Language Project, and I'm a member and developer of the Lingo Component Project. In here, I would like to popularize our developments at the Lingo Component Project. So I'd like to introduce some interesting examples and crucial developments for handling native languages. So, state of the Lingo project. This year, we develop several new improvements in Lingo Component project. For example, supporting Unicode and etc. Some case studies and future plans of Lingo Component project. I will speak about them. State of the project, Lingo Component project. The most crucial development is the Unicode support. Several languages, for several languages, need Unicode, and not only for languages with special writing systems. We have. We have a few grammar checker extensions for OpenOffice.org, and there's a development for making a the services for grammar checkers. Non-standard hyphenation is also crucial for several languages, European languages, and I will show some examples. New possibilities of whole spell checker also, and interesting in OpenOffice.org. Language identification was a successful Google Summer of Code project in Lingo Component project. There are new and improved dictionaries for several languages, and some bug fixes nature. Unicode support. In spell checking, hyphenation, and thesaurus, there are UTF-8 character encoding support. Some words about Unicode, universal character set, and ISO standard. There are a lot of potential character plays, but most of the characters are in the basic multilingual plane. Operation systems nowadays support Unicode. For instance, SAM, I believe it was the first Unicode editor developed at AT&T for Plan 9 operation system. And VIM, Credit Kate, Notepad are well-known editors of different operating systems. UTF-8 is a friendly character encoding format. There's an ASCII compatible for the first 100
28 characters.
What is Unicode
for?
Actually for non-8-bit alphabets. For example, Ethiopic characters. There are a lot of Ethiopic characters in Unicode. I believe these characters belong to different Ethiopic scripts, Amharic and Tagara, perhaps, but more than 200 characters. Incomplete 8-bit alphabets. For example, Euro symbol is a new character for Latin 1 and 2 8-bit character tables. There is an extended Latin 1 character table, but for the future the Unicode support is much more better. Not supported alphabets by old spell checker of arpanoffice.org. For example, non-Latin alphabets, Asian languages, and special Latin alphabets, a lot of African languages use special Latin characters in their writing system. Mixed alphabets, for example, in Japan, language uses the hiragana and katakana writing, for example, in one document. And on a dictionary level, if you want to support professional typesetting of geographical symbols, historical geographical names, historical names, etc., we need Unicode, especially for agglutinative languages, because these languages use mixed alphabets on word level. Some examples can be seen on the slide. For example, Angström, Olyan, Nexu, in Hungarian, can give a affix with the Hungarian ö with double acute character. And these words contain accented letters from different 8-bit alphabets, from Latin 1 and Latin 2. And so we need Unicode for Hungarian. Interesting thing, if you want to handle these words. We want to handle these words. So Unicode in spell checking. Some words about implementation. Using Unicode in Haspel. First, we need to use the set fx parameter, the fx file in our fx files, and UTF-8 encoded word list in the dictionary files. FXSwiss also works with Unicode. It's crucial for agglutinative languages or languages with rich morphology. There is a rule: leave the first line of the FX file empty in Notepad. The slide for this problem. and the next topic. Use the standard enhanced for scratch checker for your development, for developments. Hanspell.sourceforge.net that is the homepage of Hanspell. And send your dictionary for us to the Lingo component project. Some words about the implementation. The Unicode in Hanspell is implemented an efficient algorithm. UTF-8 inner format for dictionary words and affixes for Hungarian. We got 10% time overhead if we use Unicode encoding Hungarian dictionary, Hanspell dictionary. For 8-bit dictionaries, Hanspell used the original 8-bit algorithm of MySpell. There are a lot of new possibilities to reduce memory and CPU usage. For example, double FX stripping and alias compression. Currently, Hanspell uses basic multilingual plane only. It's the first 64,000 characters only. It has not suffered some ancient writing system and special characters, for example, for historical writing system and for musical, geographical, etc. Symbols. I believe there is no special program with full Unicode support. So, an example for using Unicode encoding with Hanspell. On the left, there is the FX file, on the right, the dictionary file, F or DIC extensions. So here is the set UTF-8 parameter in FX file and an Arabic dictionary, a word list. In the dictionary file. The first line of the dictionary file contained the line number of the dictionary file, the word number of the dictionary file. And another example for using Unicode characters and in FX rules. The Torn and the Hungarian O with double acute are there on the left in the FX rule. And the accepted words are Erdő, Nexőről. In this, using this example dictionary. It's a nice feature of Hanspell, especially for agglutinative language, because this works for the double affix stripping. So, problem with Notepad on Windows operating system. Notepad puts invisible byte order marks to the beginning of UTF-8 files. It's a typical problem for OSPEL usage. So keep the first line of an FX file in empty or for comments. It's a workaround for the recent openoffice.org and other problem, the unreliable spelling and thesaurus suggestions. If you have bad system fonts, it's not too easy to find a solution for this problem. So I've written the details and a screenshot about the problem. Spell checking suggestions are unreadable, and with the right settings we got the readable suggestions. For example, here the four Amharic Ethiopic script. Unicode hyphenation is especially for African languages, the special Latin alphabets, it's useful, it's better to use Unicode, because there is a single solution in openoffice.org, because openoffice.org not support for special 8-bit character encoding of African languages, if there are special 8-bit encodings. But standards. Description of the compiling of the hyphenation patterns, and you can choose between the automatic pattern generating or the manual one. There are a lot of documents in Tugboat, the tech newspaper about tech developments for generating hyphenation patterns on different languages. Unicode in Thesaurus, it's simple to use UTF-8 character encoding in Thesaurus file. That is a nice example from Nepali localization project. Nepali characters are there in the Thesaurus, openoffice.org Thesaurus dialog window. Unicode openoffice.org dictionaries. There are some conversion from ASPEL project and some new openoffice.org dictionaries. Unfortunately, I didn't use the right Unicode font, so I have some faults in my slide. But for example, Coptic Unicode standard is a quite new standard for Unicode 4.3 contains Coptic character pages. Have you ever checking in openoffice.org? There are free working grammar checker extension for openoffice.org. Language tool is a language independent solution, and grammar is also, but language tool supports no English, French, German, and Polish language, for Portuguese and for Irish also are grammar checkers implemented with PEL programming language, Perl programming language, or Java or C++. And there's an effort to develop the grammar checker Yomo service. If you want the well-known green underline in openoffice.org, we need a Yomo service to handle grammar checking in openoffice.org. Unfortunately, it is a project, this Google Summer of Code project is in progress. Language tool. Unfortunately, I don't introduce it, but will show language tool, because I have some problem with my computer. There is no Java 1.5 in my machine, but I strongly suggest to try this tool, because very easy to install by openoffice.org package manager, well documented, language independent, and very good grammar checker, because recognizes real grammar errors, not only the double spaces on the specified e corns. If you, for example, a corn are typical grammar errors, but there are other and perhaps more frequent grammar errors, and we need special linguistic tools, for example, part of speech taggers, dictionary based part of speech taggers, and language tool is language tool uses dictionary based part of speech tagger to check grammar errors. The author of the language tool, Sir Daniel Neighbor, is he is here with me, so perhaps perhaps Daniel, you can introduce language tool after my presentation, if you have a laptop. Okay, it's very interesting and good software, and we need a new language support for language tool, so extend for your languages. Non-standard hyphenation. It is a standard hyphenation. There is a definition on my slide. Standard hyphenation consists of a word splitting and a hyphen inclusion at the end of the third parts. Of the hyphenated word. Several languages
use also non-standard hyphenation. There's a example for Catalan, but Catalan non-standard hyphenation is a simple case of the non-standard hyphenations. Several languages, for example, Swedish, Norwegian, Hungarian, or old German, for old German orthography, need a real competitive hyphenation patterns on several level. Important for typesetting commercial solutions, DTP programs, or word processors support non-standard hyphenation. But OpenOffice.org doesn't support. There is a support for non-standard hyphenation, but the hyphenator of OpenOffice.org didn't support non-standard hyphenation. Free softwares, for example, Apache, FOP, or Nutrof, Kde, CowOffice, OpenOffice.org, Scribus DTP, and Tech are based on Lyon's hyphenation algorithm from Tech 8 to 82. Results of our developments are in OpenOffice.org 2.0.2 and presented in Eurotech conference in Hungary this year. This result is a generalization of Lyon's algorithm, so we can use it for several languages. And we can use the tech hyphenation patterns with a simple extension. We have state of the art Hungarian hyphenation in OpenOffice.org 2.0.2. And there's a proposed solution for compound decomposition. Not for only languages with non-standard hyphenation. And there is a paper about this development. Problems in hyphenation, non-standard hyphenation, this is okay. Word sense disambiguation. There are a lot of word with more words sense, and they are not hyphenated in by tech hyphenation patterns, but with an integration of word sense disambiguation program, we can choose the right word sense, and we can hyphenate these words. And forbid bad sense hyphenation, especially for taboo words. For instance, the therapist in English, or hyphenation of conscience in French. Compound word decomposition is the most crucial problem for German and in several languages, because pattern-based hyphenation is not a bad solution for these languages. Too many we have enormous number of compound words. For example, if we have a legal word corpus for Hungarian, language, and it contains 21 million Hungarian words. So it's too many. An example for the Swedish languages, similar, it has similar problems with compound word decomposition and word sense disambiguation of compound words. Glasgow, the word Glasgow may be maybe glass shoe, glass and skull. And this is the right hyphenation. If the word sense is glass shoe and ice cream cone, and the non-standard way is the ice cream shoe. With a plus C letter. Some other examples. For Catalan language, in the double L with the middle dot of Catalan language, of Catalan writing, is missing in the hyphenated words. Parallel the first example on the slide. And the next one is a Dutch example. And the third line also contain a Dutch example for non-standard hyphenation. And I suggested hyphenation in English language, suggested by Donald Knut in a tech book, and for German, for Greek, and for Hungarian with two non-standard hyphenation in one word, asszonnyal, and Norwegian, Polish and Swedish language. So I'd like to demonstrate the works of the automatic non-standard hyphenation of openoffice.org. So here is the Catalan text, and if we modify the text, the middle dot is missing from the hyphenated word. Dutch examples. Unfortunately, it's not a good example, because there is a openoffice.org inner implementation of non-standard hyphenation is bad for Dutch and Greek. So we need a new development to fix this bad non-standard hyphenation. But other Dutch examples, Omatje, is we have two A and stay only one A in the word, in hyphenated word. English 18, it's a pretty hyphenated hyphenation of 18 with a double die German sea and Greek is what Hungarian and so on. If we want competitive hyphenation, state of the art hyphenation for these languages, we need non-standard hyphenation and patches for tech hyphenation patterns. So there is a patch for Hungarian tech hyphenation patterns, but we need for Catalan, Dutch, Old German, and so on. So it's a task for us. And the suggested solution for compound word decomposition in this article, this paper, it would be fine to integrate a compound word decomposition program. For example, Hunspell has some experimental compound word decomposition function, morphological analyzing function. So this example shows that the input word Glasgow is decomposed by the compound word decomposition program, and this program puts a dot at the right at the compound word boundary, and with a extended hyphenation pattern, this is the dot 7, we can hyphenate the decomposed compound word, and we need a part of these taggers also, and the next slide contains a typical ice cream cone. So we need these tools for the right hyphenation, because there are a lot of ice cream cone in our world, and we need the right hyphenation. There is an example for non-standard hyphenation patterns in the third example. It is C.8.9C per CC equal symbol sign SC and so on. So a non-standard hyphenation patterns have a human readable format in extended hyphenator of openoffice.org. For example, for Hungarian tech hyphenation patterns, we use a manual extension with Hungarian tech hyphenation patterns. Hungarian hyphenation dictionary contain 65,000 hyphenation patterns, because the author of the hyphenation dictionary want perfect compound word decomposition by a based pattern, by a pattern-based algorithm of tech. So with integrating compound word decomposition program, perhaps we need less hyphenation patterns. Well, yes, we will need. Okay. And extended Hungarian hyphenation patterns contain 2,000 non-standard hyphenation patterns. New spell checker features. Double affixes, affix stripping for agglutinate table languages. We can choose between the double suffixes and between double suffixes or and double prefixes. Right to left languages, the double prefixes is useful for right to left agglutinative languages. Hunspell has more difficult compound handling. And for German and Hungarian, we have much better dictionaries. But a lot of language use also free compounding, rich compounding, and it would be fine to develop extended dictionaries for these languages. Or for hyphenating of compound words, but it's a future development. Will be a future development. There are a lot of test files of the Hunspell distribution, and an online manual with several examples for new spell checker features. So. Some words about the automated development. The most crucial task is making corpora, collecting documents. Web pages or from electronic dictionary or electronic book projects, and with NLP tools, natural language processing tools, we can make big word lists for dictionary, spell checking dictionary development, or we can give automatic quality management for spell checking dictionaries. Semi-automatic development of dictionaries. Connecting using NLP tools and the community effort. By Groupware software or some similar server-based, web-based tools, we can make much better dictionaries for a lot of languages. WordForge is a community project for translation, localization. I believe for dictionary development we also we can also use similar tools, but with NLP tools, because describing a language, collecting words of a language, describing the morphology of a language is not too easy task. Some in developing Hungarian dictionary, we have commercial and academic partners. For example, a media observer company in Hungary with 5 million Hungarian news have gave me several thousands new words for our dictionary, and our academic partner with an in an academic project, we can collect this gigaword corpus corpus for Hungarian language, and this corpus contain 21 million word form, 1 milliard words, and 21 million word form. For okay, and Krubadan project from Kevin Scandal is also a good development for OpenOffice.org. There are a lot of Aspel and MySpell dictionaries generated or developed by N. Krubadan. So web crawler, using web crawlers and collecting web pages is the future of dictionary developments of for OpenOffice.org. I think there are other automatic tools for web crawling and extracting the text from web pages, and part of speech tagging, and for automatic there are developments for automatic morphology description, and so on. So other case study for supporting standard writing, actual for this conference, the French supporting French ligatures, the AE and OE ligatures. They are mandatory for French language, but OpenOffice.org French dictionary doesn't contain these ligatures. Auto correction function of AlbanOffice.org is crucial for upgrading the French dictionary. It's autocorrection is also good for automatic spell correction. Unfortunately, we have no spell checker, integrated spell checker yet, but with autocorrection we can correct several errors above word level. Autocorrection can contain two words, three words, and correct these bad spelling. An example for Arabic dictionary development. Unfortunately, the Arabic subword is not perfect yet, but it works. This is a conversion. The Arabic dictionary is a conversion of Buchwalter's Arabic morphological dictionary from LDC, Linguistic Data Consortium, and this dictionary is a support. This dictionary handles the difficult morphology of Arabic language. The support is not perfect in OpenOffice.org because we need to handle the diacritical symbols of Arabic scripts. But we have Arabic suggestions in AlbanOffice.org, and we have Arabic developers to make a better Hospel and Arabic dictionary. Okay. So, there are a lot of independent development, linguistical development. For example, Buchwalter's Arabic morphological analyzer and dictionary is an a GPL tool, and there are several linguistical development for Finnish, German, and so on. So I don't believe that the Hospel is the best tool for a lot of languages, because a conversion or integrating working tools may be a better solution for several languages. For example, a Finnish project on Hospel-fi.org now uses an independent tool, and it would be fine to integrate this tool to OpenOffice.org, and albanatis.org can use a lot of spell checkers, different spell checkers, so it's not problem. So okay. Future plans. Compound decomposition in hyphenation. For these we need an extension for who spell. For example, to store the hyphenation points of the words, and for to handle the simplified writing of compound words in Swedish, Norwegian, and Old German. Stemming is a big benefit for thesaurus, because affixed forms of the words are not handled by thesaurus. Thesaurus doesn't recognize the affixed forms. Hunspell program has an experimental standard function, and but we need a new UNO API for stemming. Better support for several languages. Making dictionary-based break iterators for several Asian languages. Languages without spaces in their sentences. Thai and Khmer language, for example. The dictionary-based break iterator is supported by openoffice.org, but there are better solution for this problem. We need to use for OpenFX. Perhaps we can use these developments for OpenFX.org. Collecting texts, making a big corpora. Making big corpora for languages is a crucial task for future developments at a Lingo Component project. Simplified grammar checker installer, for example, similar to DICO, a program for a dictionary. Installing new dictionaries. Language tool is ready for integration, I think, and for the developments, future developments, it would be fine to make a simplified installer. Grammar checker API. We need to collaborate of the developers of Gabor Samur, developer of this Gabor Samur of Code project. Quality management, for example, by automatic NLP tools, making a bigger, a full word, full lexicon for languages, and annotate this lexicon. Okay, I'm popularizing Lingo Component project, so is also a task for the near future and integrating existing tools. So I think we have exciting developments for Lingo Component project in Lingo Component project, and I hope we will have more and more volunteers or commercial, academic, and so on partners in the future. So thank you for the attention, and we will be here next year. Some question or comments?
Will it be possible to have your own hibernations in a separate file? For instance, if you don't like the standard hibernations, of course you can send it in, but for the meanwhile, before the new version is there, you have your own file with your own specific.
I don't understand the way. New hyphenate, using new hyphenate?
You have a standard hibernation. It's given in a file, standard hibernation file. But standard. If you have your own preferences, you want to hibernate different.
Uh-huh.
Can't you customize this in your own file, in your own, on your own computer?
We can use different hyphenation patterns for a language.
No, you that's not what I meant. I mean, for me as a personal user, on my personal computer, specific hibernation for this specific word. In a specific file.
And collecting for Lingo Component project is
as is for the spell checker. It can have a separate file with my own spell checking. But would that be possible?